Blog Talk Radio.
All right. God damn it. Woo, shit. Well, that weed, man, that y'all, I don't know what y'all be smoking, but I be smoking some fire. There's only two. Well, there's about 200. But there's only two real ones. Me and my nigga Tay. Matter of fact, y'all, holler at Tay today. Today is his birthday. That nigga 73, 72, something like that. But let me tell you something. I believe 2021 introduced me to a totally different way of moving. And thanks to people I've met, I've learned internet commerce better than I ever knew it. All of it did one thing this year. It put me in position to meet and deal with the real movers and shakers of this industry that I'm in. There are people, this is really an industry, education. Just wait and see what I got for you in the coming year, this 2022. And it ain't no goddamn Rosebud products. But then again, everything I do is a goddamn Rosebud product. Shit. My shit went amazing this year. Oh, well, my shit is going amazing this year. And it's something about It's something about the way being real front the fakers off. I mean, you know, I ain't gonna mention no names, but you guys, have you noticed how these guys, these gurus, they done got away from the word game? Not away from it, but they're using it a lot less. Do you want to know why? Because they've been fronted off. I know Tay's been fronting them off. I know I've been fronting them off. Them motherfuckers are fake. And they ain't got no abadabba. So we kick abadabba. Real game. I ain't talking about fucking PS1 and PS2 and Car Theft or Walking Dead or whatever the fuck you motherfucking games y'all be playing. Because that's the kind of game the fucking gurus you listen to have. They ain't no real goddamn game. They can't take their shit across the street and do shit with it. Man, we went across the country several times across, out of the country. Excuse me. So, you know, look, I'm going to get into some shit, but I just want you to know. It's just me and my nigga being real is having a lot of effect. Now, a lot of guys say they real. And before, because Tay is new to the internet. Not new, but, you know, he ain't been on it like I have. And what I'm saying is, I used to talk about him all the time. You know, motherfuckers, man, who is this Sean Terry, man? Well, thank you, moving, you know. Man, that nigga was a motherfucker, gave me a lot of game. 925, I seen you just pop up. What's up, bro?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing was happening with you.
Man, I'm at work right now, but I see you was online. I have to tap in real quick.
You got a question?
Yeah, so basically, like, I've been watching you and Shantae for a minute now. Y'all definitely, like, encouraged me to, like, just go out there and figure everything out on my own. I feel like I'm at a state where, like, with the females specifically, where it's, like, when I get them, it's, like, one more step where I can really, like, have them. But, like, it's, like, I'm almost stumped. So, like, there's the last one I'll get them with.
Stop right there. Let me ask you something. Be real with me, man. Don't do no faking. Just be real. What I'm saying is you get the broad. Listen, you get. Are you saying that you get the broad or some broads, and at one point it is like stagnant and whatever. It's like quickly in that being with them, they discover something is missing, or you think or feel something is missing.
I wouldn't say that. No, it's like they're expecting me to know something or come at them a certain way. I'm like, man, what's that way? What's that thing they
say? Wait a minute. So now check this out. Now, I'm not accusing you of this. I'm asking you this. How are you coming at me, man? Because, see, what I'm saying is she ain't going to expect nothing more than you show her or lead her to expect. There's something you're doing. You're evading it right now. Not evading, but you're not facing up to it right now. It's something you doing. Because why would this bitch expect you to know anything other than mechanics if you tell her you're a mechanic? I'm saying whatever you're telling her or whatever you're letting her think, she could be expecting a little more from you just as you're thinking. Or the bullshit you're telling her is mounting up in your head and you think you have to have more to tell her. I don't know which one it is, bro. We can discover talking right now.
That second one, can you say the second one more time, please?
The second one, which is what I think it is, you tell her such shit, not lies, but the way you present yourself to whoever you're talking to, female, you present yourself in a way that you know you lacking. So at a point while you with her, this is quick, not real quick, but quick. At a point you start thinking that you need to have more to keep this fucking relationship on this level, keep it going, you know, forward. On this level, keep it right. But you don't, bro.
This is Alex Lamb.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't need to know more. What you need to know is how to be real. Let's say you said whatever the fuck you said to get her to see you in this light. So you ain't got to tell her no more. She already see you in this light. But if you not maintaining that light, then you're going to start tripping. And I think that's where the problem is. You ain't maintaining that light you didn't have her see you in.
Damn, now you might be on point. That might be exactly it.
Bro, I'm telling you, there can't be but one or two things. You either know or you don't know. And what I'm saying is I know that I know because I know people. And I ain't looking at you as far as I know you personally. I know you because you a motherfucking human being, motherfucker, and you do things a certain way, period. We all do until we learn how to do them correctly. So what I suggest, bro, is that whatever it is you're thinking you need more of, you need to verbalize it. You need to put it in words so that you can hear it. So that once you hear it, you'll at least know how to do it. Because now it's like incognito. It's in your mind. It's not in words. It's just floating around. It's something. It needs to be physical. And if you got to write it down, write it motherfucking down so you can see what it is. And then you got to be critical. And you can't be bullshitting yourself. You know, man, I'm on it, man. You know, I'm on it, man. Yeah, Rosebud was right, man. I'm on this shit.
That
ain't shit, man. I'm saying you got to really figure out what's being on it. You know, I got to wake up and do this. I got to do that. I mean, there's some things to do to be on it. And you know what that's called, brother? Critically thinking.
Critically thinking, okay.
See, you guys don't critically think. You just surface think. You can't think on the surface. Well, you can think on the surface, but you can't live on the surface. You got to be critical. You know, hey, I'm going to go to the store. Well, everybody says that. But if you don't want to be walking around the store looking for shit, spending money, you better say, I'm finna go to the store to get me some crackers and some peanut butter, and then I'm heading home. Now, if you see something else in the store you might want while you're picking up the crackers and peanut butter, fine. But critically thinking, you just don't think one thing. You think it through all the way. You feel me?
I feel you. I feel you.
Did this help?
Nah, this helped big time because I don't know if you're a guru or something, but like, I don't know how you, like, with the few things I said, figured out what I was trying to say. But yeah, that's on point right there.
Let me tell you, bro, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. I don't need to know you. I don't need to be sitting next to you to understand what the fuck you're talking about. Because I'm an old nigga, and 9 out of 10 times, I didn't live through 5 or 6 or 10 versions of what you're talking about. And the reason I have done that is because I was a pimp and I fucked with a whole bunch of goddamn bitches. I wasn't no one bitch having nigga. I had thousands of bitches. That's why I don't give a fuck if a bitch quit me. I've been quit. When somebody quit me today, they just gonna be 3,563. Because I've been quit, bro.
Yeah.
Huh?
I actually worked.
That's inspirational, dude.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, the only way you're going to roll is to not be afraid to roll. And the only way you can not be afraid is to not give a fuck if some motherfucker say no. You motherfuckers care too much about a motherfucker saying no. Man, I'm like this. Hurry the fuck up and say no so I can go ask the next bitch. That's good. Oh, hold on, bro.
Yo.
516, what's up with you?
What's up, Rosebud?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
That's good. Off the question, not the question that you had. Off the question that was just asked, the critical thinking, right?
What about it?
When you think things through, you know what I mean? Like, a personal issue I have is I'm not always engaging my mind in the present situation. How do you do that more often?
Hey, bro, listen to me and understand this. If you want to think critically, what I'm saying is, let's say you think, now, listen, I'm kind of exaggerating when I say this, but let's say you think, man, I got a shit. You got to answer who, what, when, where, and why.
You know what I mean, though?
Hey, somebody got a whole bunch of talking in the background, so it must be you, 95. Let's see. Yeah, I think it was him. 516, what I'm saying is anything you think, anything, man, I'm going across the street. Who, what, when, where, and why? Who is it going to affect? What is it you're going across the street for? When are you talking about? Who, what, when, where, here, right now, and why? Because I want to fucking do it. But you got to goddamn answer that shit. I'm going to tell you about the 3 T's and the 3 P's, all that today. But what I'm really trying to get you guys to understand is that you're not planning shit if you don't critically think. You're just thinking. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but that first thought ain't going to get you there. That critical thought is going to get you there, fellas. That's what I'm trying to say. I hope y'all understand that. You got anything else, bro?
No. You answered it perfectly.
All right, thank you. Now, you two brothers qualified. Now, I see your numbers, your phone number. Hit me. Hey, you just got off 516, goddammit. You better make sure you put your entire number in an email at rosebud@gmail.com. Hit me because you guys won the motherfucking audio book. Man, 6 hours of pure dope with me reading and being the characters in American Pimp. Thank you very much, Rosebud. I know. You guys hit me today, because I ain't doing this shit tomorrow. This is for today. Now, you guys got to listen to this shit that I'm going to tell you. Because I'm just saying this. The motherfuckers, some fake motherfuckers call in to my videos. Some fake motherfuckers hit me emails, all that kind of goddamn shit. See, there aren't many you can listen to on social media who have a real platform, something that you can join. Especially the platform is tried, tested, and proven. Every one of the motherfuckers, and listen to this, every one of the dudes on social media, gurus, spitting that fake-ass game, if they're under 60, this is how you can tell. If they're under 60 and don't have a record of 40-plus years putting what they call game down, they fucking liars. Period. I'm 69. I've been in the motherfucking streets since I was 15. I ain't wasn't no pimp when I was 15, but I'm saying I've been in the streets 54 years. Come on, man. You motherfuckers can't be fucking with me. Unless you've been in the streets that long, if that's the case. But what I'm saying is for them to be a guru, they gotta have professed and live by whatever they profess. Shit, if they 60, 45 years. They have to have done it 45 years. And when they retire and come on here talking about being a guru, because they've decided, you know, to kick it about the game you lived, you can be taken serious. Anybody can describe a life. Man, but, you know, only you can describe the life you lived. So, gurus, why don't anybody know you, motherfuckers? How can you be whoever you say you are and no motherfucker know you? You're the only one. They know. No, wait a minute. I take it back. People do know you. Internet motherfuckers know you. Motherfuckers that just hear you talking on the internet. Man, real life people know me. Real life people knew me before the internet. But I'm just saying, I've been in shit. I done did some shit. Man, don't get me to talking about their fucking Three Amigos. Fucking punks. They punks. Okay, let me calm down. So, what I'm saying is, you can't have an imaginary reputation. You can't. And, of course, if you was on the phone talking to me, you could argue me down talking about you do have a reputation. And you can list the shit that you say you did. But what you going to lose is nobody going to co-sign it. Because ain't nobody know you did it. They just heard you say you did it, you punk motherfucker. So I am one motherfucker who will not speak on anything I didn't do my motherfucking self. Anything I speak on, I've done in the pursuit of greatness. And I said there was only two. The other motherfucker, matter of fact, I told y'all that's my nigga's birthday this goddamn today. I was finna say this week. Today is the nigga birthday. Hey, that's the only other motherfucker to speak real shit. Hollywood Jante. That nigga and me, we rode the streets of this game daily for over 4 years. Every motherfucking day, rain or shine, sick or not, nigga had to really, really, really be sick to not get out. Shit. That nigga never pimped better than me. And I can't say I pimped better than him. You know why? Because we both made sure the other, whoever it was seeing realness. And if I go buy a Rolls Royce, this nigga go buy Auburn. I go buy a motherfucking Lance Zagato for the bitch. This nigga go buy a Z28 for his bitch. We ain't copying each other. We making each other strong. Nigga, it ain't over because of what you did. It's going on because of what you're doing. And if you don't think like that, you ain't shit. And most of these punk-ass niggas don't think like that. That's why they can't fuck with me. They fuck with me for a little while, and the next thing you know, we just fell out. Now, I don't care. Motherfucker, I'm still doing my shit. I didn't need you to do the shit no motherfucking way, bitch nigga. See, we make the very faking motherfuckers you listen to come real. And all you guys gotta understand this. Do you think some motherfucker can mention my name and I hear about it and not phone into his motherfucking show? Come on. Them motherfuckers ain't calling me. 336. What's up?
Yo.
What's happening, man?
Yo, what's going on? Hey, quick question for you, man.
All right.
What the fuck is the game about in terms of older person winning? So, I mean, I'm 24 years old, you know what I'm saying? I consider myself a smart guy, you know what I'm saying? I can figure out a lot of shit, but I've never been able to like, figure that out mentally, if you feel me.
Wait. You're asking what is the game about, really, are you saying?
Yeah, in terms of actually, like,
okay, listen. The reason you haven't really been able to pick up on what game is, it's because these fucking assholes that I'm, like I'm talking about, they start talking about game is anything. Me and Shante, when we talk about game, we talking about shit we think that we do that generate money, legal or illegal, and that's what we live by. Just like any other motherfucker with game, a basketball player, football player, they living by the rules of that motherfucking sport they playing. These assholes talking about game this and game that. See, they're confusing you, and it doesn't have a meaning now because anyone can do it. The game is
okay.
It's exclusive. It's an exclusive club, and this social media then made it to where anybody could get in it. So now game don't have no meaning. Just like the word pimp don't have no meaning. Pimp my car. Pimp my house. Come on. You was finna say something, bro. All
right. So, I mean, we're okay. I mean, I've had some success. You know what I'm saying? I fuck bitches here and there. Very seldom. But I mean, and I'm a fairly good looking guy. You know what I'm saying? But like, how do you go about bringing bitches into your life? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Listen. Unless you think I'm an ignorant motherfucker, you can't ask me what people pay $1,500 to get taught. You asking me about some shit that people pay for, man.
All right, I'm just asking for some tips, man. Whatever you can give me.
Hey, bro. See, this is what's wrong with you motherfuckers, man. You don't care what I just said. You just care what you're doing. That's why you ain't getting the answer, because you just care what you're doing. If you knew what you was doing you would care about what I'm saying, and you would either get with me not on this motherfucking thing where everybody can hear what the fuck I'm saying that you asking me for free.
All right.
Yeah, we can talk like that, man. Why didn't you think of that?
Why didn't you think of that?
I asked you a question.
Because I thought that was what this, that's what you're on here for, is to help motherfuckers out.
No, I'm not. I'm on here to do what I'm doing. Talk shit to make a motherfucker interested in Sidewalk University. I'm not on here to explain shit. I'm not nobody's guru. I ain't trying to be nobody's guru. You know what, bro?
Hey, listen. Listen, can you give me a discount? Not a discount for the audio joint, for the audio book.
I can do whatever you email me and ask.
I've emailed you in the past and you don't respond.
Well, you must be asking some shit I don't respond to, bro. What you want me to do, man? You're not the only person that emails me. See, he a punk. He hung up. 630, what's up? hey, wait, 630, hold on. Hey, y'all, see, this is what y'all don't understand. You can't tell me how to be me. You either you like me and you want to fuck with me, or you don't. Because I ain't going to be the me you want me to be. I'm going to be the me I am. Period. All right, 630, come on. 336, I see you. Hold on.
Man, this DJ from Chicago, man.
What's that?
Just want to chop it up with you, man. When you say consisted of the game, right, is that going to partake just in the same way as you say critically thinking when you break down your who, what, when, where, and why's when you're dealing with
certain
people?
Okay, now let me get it straight, what you just asked. What was the first part about the game?
Right. I'm trying to differentiate the difference between the game.
No, I'm asking you, what did you say? I didn't hear you clearly.
Oh, what I said was when you're dealing with the aspect of the game, with that answer, your who, what, when's, and why's when you're dealing with certain people when you're moving through. You know what I mean? Day in and day out.
Listen, bro. See, this is another problem you guys have. I said anything you think. Answer to who, what, when, where, and why. I didn't say if you was crossing the street. I said if you think crossing the street. Who, what, when, where, and why. Because anything you do. So, why would you ask me if... aspect of the game, what are you thinking of? Do I use that or could I use that? Fuck yeah! That's how you critically think. You don't critically think about this and not about that. You critically think about everything you think. And when you do that, you become a better person. Why? Because you have a more thorough idea of what you're trying to put down. How? Because you've explained it to yourself. Now you got some guidelines. So what that's going to do for you? It's going to get you there. It's going to get you where you're trying to go. Because if you don't use this critical thinking, you're going to be thinking about this for a whole 2 or 3 years. And you'll never do it. Because that's what everybody does. They think of... Hey, let me ask you something. Be honest, too, bro. Was your fucking resolution this year the same as the past 5 years?
Nope, it always changes.
Which ones did you do?
Well,
none.
I created my business. No, slow down. I created my business this year. That's what I was thinking of last year, and I did it this year. And I'm in.
Okay,
and I'm
stop. You created your business from whatever you was thinking last year, and you did it this year, right?
Yep.
What about the year before that?
Just working.
what I'm saying is, did you live up, or did you create, or did you do your whatever your resolution was?
No, I didn't even do a resolution. Nope, not at all.
How old are you? You sound like you're over 32 or 3.
Yeah, I'm 37.
So what I'm saying is, think about this. 37 years old, which is not old, and I ain't finna crack on you, just think about what I'm saying. 37 years old, and you have one thing that you've done in the past X amount of years that you intended to do. Now, a lot of people don't have nothing that they've done, so you ahead of the game. But my point is this. For the past 15 years, my resolution has been the same thing. I want to do exactly what I did this year. If it could be done better next year, I want to do that. And do you want to know what? Every year that I did that, I made leaps and bounds progress. Leaps and bounds. Every year, because what I want to do is I want to pursue my business. So if that's the case, I want to do that next year. But I don't want to just pursue my business. I want to grow my business. So I did that. What I'm saying is, when you be honest with your goddamn self, you know, like you were as far as about your goddamn business. See, right. That's when you can do shit. It's the bullshit that make you not be able to do shit. And what makes it bullshit is that you do not critically think it. Think about it. So, let me ask you this. Last year, when you thought of this business or was thinking about this business, would you say you critically thought about it?
Yeah, just depending on, like,
no,
the
no,
connection
stop,
that
stop.
I had.
No depending. Did you or didn't you?
No, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even have it in mind.
Check this out. I bet you you did. I bet you you answered the who, what, when, where, and why. I bet you. Who is your business going to help?
It's going to help. It's a branding and consulting, so it's not even going to be me. It's everybody else.
I didn't ask who. This is you. I said, who is it going to help? You said the public or people, general audience, if that's the case.
Right. Yep.
What is it?
So it could be anybody that's trying to build their business for the brand in their
house. You're a branding business, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the who and the what. When, which is now because you started it, where is that you don't need no fucking space. You don't need shit. You just need the idea and go move on it. Who, what, when, where, and why? Why did you do that business? Why did you choose it?
Because from my last business, it's been a music company. When I got locked up, my artists didn't keep it going.
Okay,
so,
listen. Just listen.
Yeah.
I asked you, do you think you critically thought? And you said, no, you didn't even think about it. That's because you didn't you didn't think about the concept of critically thinking. So, of course, you didn't do it because you didn't think of that concept. But you just answered how you critically think. Who, what, when, where, and why.
True. And I did, based off of the last you're right. You cleared that space, man, for real. Damn.
I'm being
and
real,
I never thought about it.
Hey, I
never even thought about
it. When you think of what you're doing, you can do it.
True.
You,
and that's what it'd be like. It'd be like I'd be on autopilot or something, man. Like,
I don't know about autopilot. What I'm saying, bro, is you gotta be deeper. You went deeper this time. You know, now you know what you're doing, and now you're going to make sure you do it every time. Because without you knowing it, critical thinking helps you. So
that's why I asked
you that,
though.
Thinking it, is going to help you. Man, good shit, bro.
Yeah.
678,
true.
What's going on?
Hey, bud, no.
Hold on.
Oh, yo,
I'm going to come back to you. 678, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
All right. Quick question, though. About yourself, when did you realize that you were the shit? You know, I every time I log on to your show, I listen to everything you say, and it's just, I don't know how often or how much you tell yourself, but you just ran with it because you are the shit. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about when that happened to you?
Well, see, first of all, you got to understand what makes you the shit. And just what I'm saying to you right now, maybe I didn't break it down like I'm fitting to, but what I'm saying is what made me the shit was it started out when I was, like, young and didn't have no clothes. And all my friends got the rainbow shirts and had the fucking Stingray bikes and all that shit. I had to piece my bike together. I had to wear hand-me-down clothes. So I had to talk shit. And every time I would talk shit and crack them motherfuckers up, I just start being able to be on Front Street. And the more I did that, talk shit, crack jokes, the more I became this motherfucker. And so I became Soul Man. The more everybody called me Soul Man, the more I wanted to be Soul Man. I'm saying shit happens if you make it happen. It's not going to happen just because you want it to happen. That's what's wrong. People want it, but they don't go get it. Just because you want it, that's the first step. The rest of the steps is getting it. And what I'm saying is my brothers, all of them had nicknames, and I didn't. I did not have a nickname. All my brothers did, and I was so fucking jealous. So I made my nickname up, Soul Man. And when they start calling me that, my head full up, man. My teachers in school used to call me Soul Man. that was crazy to me, man. But that's how I did it, because I really wanted it and I went after it. Okay. I didn't wait for it. You know, motherfucker be, oh, it's coming. Man, fuck that. I'm going to get it. You know, that's me. I'm going to get it. I ain't waiting for it to come.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, man.
And I guess my second question real quick.
But what's that?
I saw that one episode with Sheila G. Is she ever coming back? I got a couple questions I want to ask.
Sheila G, man, let me tell you something. Baby wanted more than I was willing to offer. You know, she came over out the blue and we started kicking it and we had that in common. And I wanted to, you know, kind of hook up like that. She do that female part of what I'm doing. She wanted to hook up for real, man. When I told her that, she got mad. You know, I don't want no motherfucking woman. Shit. I fucking live by myself. And bitch got mad, man. That bitch went crazy. She ran into my car, man.
What the fuck?
hey, man. Sheila G. You hear how that bitch was talking, man? She hadn't seen me in, like, 15 years or something. And when I was listening to her talk, I was like, damn, man, this just sounded like I was with her last week. You know? I was saying to myself, this could be trouble. That fucking bitch. This, when she got ready to go, she backed her car up real fast. It ran into my car, man.
That's fucked
up. Hey, no, man. I'm not fucking with Sheila. I'm sorry for that. she was the next. Hey, you guys. Matter of fact, I got some real dope for y'all. I gotta get into it. Any more questions?
Nah, I'm good.
630, you had something. What was it?
Yeah. No, I have one more to shoot at you. I was going to say I bought the three Raz tools from you. a couple days ago. You know what I mean? And I was just saying, like, do you do those, like, MP3s day by day depending on certain situations, or is just, like, a whole compilation of them? Like,
I got a whole compilation of them, and they've been done. But, see, that's how, that just goes to show you, shit don't change, bro. The problems you have, motherfuckers was having them 40 years ago. It was a little different time period, but, you know, 100 years ago, a motherfucker was wondering how he was going to take his bitch out, but shit, he wasn't thinking about a car, he had a wagon. You know, hey, listen, man, you know who was the dope motherfucker back then? The Undertaker, because he had the baddest fucking wagon.
True, and that's, hey, that's how they be rolling in the caddies nowadays, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man.
Hey, you feel me? We see that all day in Chicago, man. Like,
hey, I gotta get 003. All right, hey, 630, good shit, man. 003, what's up?
Hey, Rose.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'd ask you a quick question. Have you ever addressed what exactly a SIP is?
A SIP?
Yeah.
Listen. A pimp is a motherfucker properly inspiring and managing prostitutes. That's what pimps do. P-I-M-P. SIP is, but you might not have got that because, well, properly inspiring and managing prostitutes, each of those words, take the first letter, you spell the word pimp. Properly inspiring, managing prostitutes. That's P-I-M-P. Simps is suckers imitating master pimps. Now,
does that
answer your question?
Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, we got a lot of shit going out here today with, like, this male and female or gender war thing. And it's, I'm arguing with guys every day.
Brother, listen. What you are seeing and going through or witnessing is what I'm talking about when I say we got to get more serious about words. You know, words mean anything. English, you know, the word can mean up can be a feeling. Or up could be a direction. No, man. It fucking any other language, the word up in the air is a word, and the word up feeling good is another word. It is not the same fucking word. English is the only language where one word could mean 80,000 different things.
Right.
We got to start being real about the words we use. And we'll be much sharper. Hey, 336, I got to get you in again. I got too much I want to talk about. Come on, 336, what you got? Three, 336, you got anything?
Okay. Hey.
Nah, man, I ain't waiting for nobody. Listen, you got to understand some shit. Me and Shantae make them fakers tremble. They scared of us. You know, and once they start trembling, you know, the shit that they was faking about, oh, goddamn 336. Now, ask the question quick then, man. Come on, what's up, bro?
Yo, quick question. I'm going to email you for the audio book.
Okay, bro.
But real quick, quick question. How do you keep from getting frustrated in the game?
How do you keep what?
How do you keep from getting frustrated in the game?
By knowing what you want. Hey, you guys don't know what you want. No, you don't. You'll accept anything. You'll say, you know, I want this, but soon as it ain't there and something, you know, almost there, you're going to accept it. You don't know what you want. You do know you want something. But I know what I want. See, I'm a nigga I don't want no motherfucking bitch already, you know, situated, got a whole bunch of motherfucking money and shit. Fuck you, bitch. I don't want you. I don't want no goddamn bitches, no goddamn fan when I'm fucking that goddamn bitch. She's looking in the mirror to make sure her hair ain't fucked up. I don't give a fuck about that bitch size, because I know pussy ain't got no fucking shape. I know the only bitch that I'm really going to trip on is the goddamn bitch whose pussy goes sideways. As long as her goddamn pussy goes straight up and down like every other bitch, she's just a regular bitch. Now, what I'm saying is, I know this. And the reason I know this is because of how I think. I'm not saying I don't like women. I'm not saying they're all bitches. I'm saying that's how I think. So that's the terms that I'm going to use. And I know what I'm talking about. I ain't saying the bitch is a scallywag or a strawberry or none of that. I'm just saying if she ain't the kind of motherfucker I want, I ain't fucking with her. Now, dig this. I'm a real brother, and I've been just as worried as you in certain goddamn situations. But the difference between me and you is I never, well, I take that back. I have been afraid. But I have never let being afraid stop me from being an A1 alpha motherfucker. I realized at one point in my life that my life is totally in my hands, just as your life is in your hands. And no person, no one motherfucker, be it some fucking government motherfucker or some fool off the streets, now one of them can determine what I can do. So I said, when people ask me shit, you know, whether or not I feel I'm reaching today's men, yeah, I tell them, fuck yeah, I'm reaching these dudes. I'm reaching most of them, if not all the motherfuckers I speak with. But the ones that listen, this hell of motherfuckers I don't reach. I'm saying, I made the decision a few years ago. I was going to change the weak attitudes of these fucking dudes. And after I figured what was up with them, by the way they was approaching me about how to deal with women, I decided that I wasn't going to stop until I made a difference. I'm going to make a difference in the way you motherfuckers think about dealing with women. And I ain't saying they ain't shit. I ain't saying bitch this, bitch that, although I use that word. But they not bitches to me. Shit. Hoes and fucked up ass type women, they can be the best bitch to have. So what I'm saying is, it's one thing that sticks out to me when I think of the shit that I've been doing over the past few years. You want to know what that is? I'm a genuine instructor. And I don't want the laurels of being a professor. I want to see the instructions that I have delivered, that they're being used to the fullest potential. All you got to do is show me that shit and me and you going to be cool. Now, I'm a selfish bastard in that regard, which I never denied being. In that same regard, I'm the flyest motherfucker you ever known because I say shit that can change your goddamn life. And the cold part about that, there's nothing I say is going to work unless your ass do exactly as I say. I'm not saying you got to do what I say. I'm saying when a motherfucker is telling you how to make something and they tell you this, that, and the other to make it, aren't you going to do it? Unless you don't want it done. See, you don't have to accept shit the way I bring it. You just have to accept the truth about what I bring. This nigga Tay is totally different than me. But our message is identical. Not one thing you get from either of us is going to work for you if you try to alter it from what we said or how we brought it. You can't make it weak. Soften it up like you motherfuckers. like this is shit. So, your desire for me is what I tell you should have grown a little bit, and it's not. I mean, I'm being honest. Please don't listen to me anymore. If your desire to hear this shit has not quadrupled, then just don't listen anymore. What I'm saying is, same with Tay. Check Tay out. You know, love him, hate him, whatever. But if you don't just be intrigued enough to want some more of it, don't listen to him either. See, we got the same message. We just got different styles. I only want to deal with motherfuckers who find what I say to be intriguing enough to want to find out what I'm talking about. Shit. Seekers are winners. And winners are people who are not afraid to seek information. And if you want to hear me, there is no way you won't figure out how to fucking hear me. Whether you with your family, I'm just saying you figure it out if you really didn't want to hear it. And if you wait for me to respond to how to do it, I guess you must have missed another show, because I'll let you know, man, I don't babysit motherfuckers. I ain't helping you do shit. Ain't nobody help me. Shit. I believe in self-reliance, and that's what I'm really about. That's all I teach at fucking Sidewalk University. I teach the true ways to go after the shit you want in life. And you don't motherfucking know this, but 9 out of 10 of you motherfuckers simply accept what life gives. A self-reliant man will promote himself to himself, and his promotions will have a big effect on this motherfucker's personal growth. Self-reliance is needing no person other than your goddamn self to do whatever the fuck you have determined necessary to do to become a better motherfucking you. I'm self-reliant. I'm a brother who speaks 401 different fucking languages. Then I get all kinds of emails from people in places I can't even pronounce. And no matter where the motherfuckers at, they all seem to get the message when I speak in alpha male language. It interprets to exactly what that person's native tongue is. You know, otherwise, real man shit does not translate to anything but real man shit. Language. I know that I don't try to be a multilingual person, but I do realize my shit crosses all language barriers. Decisions are ultra important. They're just important to make, and twice as important to live up to once they've been established. And I learned a long time ago that if you're not afraid to make decisions, you won't be afraid of extreme success. You know, most of us don't realize the simplest way to deal with or even ward off stress is to accept that it's there. Decide what the fuck to do about it and do it. The uneasiness that you feel when, you know, you're thinking about approaching a woman can be lessened if you made a conscious effort to get the confidence you need to accept what you think. The only thing you need to do is accept what's real to be a real man. And I'm sure you'd love to be a man who don't fantasize about what he would do to a woman if he had the opportunity. Any motherfuckers. And I'm just as sure you'd prefer instead to have the confidence that you are a man equipped with all the tools necessary to have any woman you desire. But you can't say that shit. Graduates from Sidewalk University can and do say that shit. You hear them calling in periodically. I know I pay them to call in. But you hear them. 863, what's up? I seen you just pop up, bro.
Hello, hey, Professor. How you doing? It's Terrence.
Terrence, what's happening?
Not much. Man, I just wanted to tell you, man, them bullets that you spitting going right over their head, man.
I know like, it.
Yeah, since I started, I learned how to use my bullets. But, you know, you got that shotgun slash, what is it, double Uzi?
Hey,
with a double barrel.
Double-barreled Uzi, Terrence.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it takes years to get to that, man. I just started making sniper bullets. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yes, sir, man. I'm telling you. Yes, sir.
You got any questions?
No, sir. I was just calling to let you know I appreciate you, man.
Hey, everything that you're doing. I'm glad you called because I appreciate you letting these squares know. It's real shit going on at Sidewalk University.
Yes,
hey, guys, of course, I paid him $1,000 to call in. Hey, that's what they be thinking, Terrence.
Man, they slow, man. They'll catch up sooner or later when they get serious about something.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, man, your voice is sounding hella better.
I appreciate that.
Hey, man, you working on it?
Yes, sir, every day.
All right, man, be cool, because I can hear the difference, man. That's good shit. Hey, see, the thing about me is I don't want you to just like me. I don't want you to accept what the fuck I'm saying. I want you to hear what I'm saying. And if you believe it, use it where it's going for you. Take what I said as a template and then make the shit work for you like this brother did. This motherfucker used to sound not goofy, but, you know, he didn't sound like he sound now. I'm just that sure. You just want the same thing he wanted. But he did something to get it. He didn't just want it. You motherfuckers want it. Okay, I want it too. What time and what date and what track is it coming on? Oh, you don't know all that, huh? Yeah. Sometimes all it requires is answers to some questions you didn't even know you had. But now that you do know, or once you do know, like all my students, because that's what I do. I answer questions that they have about life, but they didn't know they had them until they hear the answer and the sense it makes in their life. Man. Now that you know, you also have someone and somewhere to ask these questions. Get this shit explained to you. SW is off the chain because of just that reason. No scenarios that you could think of. There is no problem that you could conjure up that I have not already encountered and successfully dealt with probably 15 times each. And that's a special case when it comes or involves, you know, bed and the woman in the fucking bed. I'm telling you, man, do you know how many no's I have heard? Shit. In 1 year, well, let's do the math. It's 365 days in a year. And I'm saying I didn't have 3,600 and some women. So that's like 10 women a day for every... that's like 10 women a day for every day I've been motherfucking living. Ooh, I've been getting told no, motherfucker. But that does not say how many times I've been told, yeah. Because I'm saying, if I can had 3,600 no's, I didn't have to have 10,000 yeses. Shit. I'm just saying. Man, my numbers, they speak, statistics speak, statistics speak for itself. Shit. I ain't getting a fuck. I have the key to what it takes to enable you to see when the time is right to go for the juggler. And I can teach it to your motherfucking ass. You better get my shit. And remember. Oh, matter of fact, yeah, remember this. You can buy parts of the course again. Matter of fact, you can get two for one. I got a, pay $120 for the fucking whatever part you buy, and I give you the next part free. That's a good deal. I buy one, get one free. I got that going right now. And I'm on that Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. But just be sure to check out my site, rosebudtheauthor.com. Or email me, askrosebud@gmail.com. I'm just saying, I'm an email or a phone call away, you know. Now, let me ask you something before I get ready to go. What good would it do a dude to think about pussy if he don't know how to deal with a woman? I bet you didn't know what the fuck pussy would do to an unsuspecting motherfucker who don't know how to deal with women. Now, if you was a silly motherfucker, you'd be thinking, well, it's only pussy, Rosebud. That is all it is until you come in it. Then it becomes a game that you enter with a stacked deck. And it's stacked against your motherfucking ass. Because you never took the time to think about learning what to do in the bedroom. I got a lot to say about that shit. And if you want some fly coaching, you know, hit me up on my email, you know, and we can make some arrangements. But I had the opportunity to be in a life that allowed me the time to learn women. And I learned them so much to those PUAs and pickup artists. They all, that you guys listen to, they all fucking use my shit. And they could not possibly tell you what the shit means. Because in using it, they're simply interpreting what I say. I am the real deal. And if you want the same understanding I have, you know, about having it the way you want to have it, then 716, who is, this better not be you, Paul.
You already know who it is.
Oh, you me. Motherfucker. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I just seen you on. I had to call in just to fuck with you, but a question just popped up, though, right? Because I've been having a lot of interactions, and I know you had this happen to you. You ever walked up to a woman, and she just said that, oh, this is a fucking pimp? I know you had that shit happen to you, but my question is, why does that happen? Where, you know... You might not be wearing no jewels or no nothing.
Hey, wait. Paul, game ain't got nothing to do with what you got on. It don't. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Your motherfuckers, if you was like me, when I first turned out and shit, you know, a couple of years in the game, I used to wear this pair of, I actually stuck a screwdriver in the thigh and tore the jeans so it was a little tear coming out. Maybe like 2 or 3 inches. And then I had a couple of t-shirts, regular t-shirts that I'd wear. But I have all my jewels on. I mean, I was jeweled up like a motherfucker. But what I'm saying is, that's showing that bitch two things. The bitch that you're talking to, is what got her attention more than anything is the fucking jewels. So now she want to know what kind of nigga would wear some fucking jewels like this and some raggedy ass clothes like that.
With hoes in.
The curiosity is what killed them. And what I'm saying is the bitch, after she just spoke to me and on that track, she knows what's happening because me looking like that, now if I was jeweled up and dressed sharp as a motherfucker, the bitch would say, oh yeah, he's a motherfucking pimp. Would give me no action. That's just how it works. That's how it works, Paul.
Thank you.
You know it. Hey, you guys, see, I love that, man. These motherfuckers be calling. He was a motherfucking student, too. See, what I'm saying is, when you deal with them pickup artists, you be dealing with motherfuckers who be interpreting some goddamn shit, and now you got to listen to someone who's actually interpreting something that can actually benefit you. No, you need the real. As far as what was said, you don't need some kind of goddamn interpretation. Because they fucking watered down when they interpret it. They watered down so it can interpret for anybody. I don't. Motherfucker, I tell you, I'll run your ass over. If it's for you, then you can get it. If it's not, your ass gets smashed. Period. The thing is, when I'm on the hunt for some pussy, I don't even think about what I can say. I don't even think about what I can do to the motherfucking bitch. I learned a long time ago, you need to do first things first. And after I gained that confidence to be sure of my motherfucking self and not to second guess my original decisions, a monster was let loose on a herd of unwitting cattle. Man, I'll slide up to a motherfucking broad, reach right over her motherfucking ass and get a nap. Or whatever the fuck I see in reach. Now, why would I do that? Because I fucking do what the fuck I want to do. I'm not doing nothing that dudes with manners do. Now, I'm very mannerable. I'm a gentleman. But I know what I'm doing also. Because I know when I reach over that bitch, she going to get a whiff of my cologne. Ha! What pleases me does not please all women. And I might run into a motherfucker or a few motherfuckers who don't like what I do. And you know what I think about that? I purposely run into so many women in a week because of that reason. For real, get them motherfuckers that don't like me out of the way because somebody is going to like me. I ain't hardly thinking about what some motherfucking bitch who my shit don't please. I ain't thinking about what that bitch thinks. I could care less about her and her thoughts. Because all that matters to me when I'm on the hunt or on the prowl or when I'm at a woman is what I'm thinking. And this is why I don't miss when I'm out on the prowl. I know motherfucking, women be wanting me. I know that. And I know just as much they can't have me. Yeah. Now, I ain't no con freak motherfucker. They can't have me. I can only have them. Get at me if you want this shit I got, fellas. You know, go get your woman some of that motherfucking J'adore perfume. That's some good shit. I'm an animal when the right fragrance is on my motherfucking girl. I got me a new girl motherfucking now, goddamn it, and I ain't motherfucking really started buying that goddamn whatever cologne I might like. I don't know. I ain't never smelled a bitch thinking of nothing, so I'm saying shit. I don't know what I'll be thinking about to make me buy shit. Paul, you got another question? Paul, come on, man. With your bullshit, man. Let me ask you no question. What's up, man?
Nah, you was talking that shit, man. Hey, ever since I graduated, hey, guess what? Today, I think I hollered at about 25 women I done bagged about 7 of them. And I noticed, like...
Yeah, fuck you. Man, you can't talk about that shit because then they all want to get in here to my man, teach me how to catch a fish, man. No, man, I got to teach you how to be a motherfucker that know yourself. And then you'll go out and catch bitches. Hey, Paul.
Oh, my God.
I know you're catching like a motherfucker now, ain't you?
Man, y'all got to go to school first, man. Y'all got to learn yourself first, man. Cause she gonna try to go every motherfucking way. Then she gonna look at you to see if you going for it. And motherfucker, if you ain't looking at her right in her motherfucking eye, shit, you can crash your meat on the line, nigga. Shit.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, alright. Okay, look. There's a lot of fragrances I love that really, you know, handle me. But J'adore is the latest. Now, excuse me. There's some things that are more important than having confidence. Water, food, air, some sort of clothing or housing. And I kind of think that does it about what's more important than confidence. Unless, you know, you have something else more important than being confident as possible. As this, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do. But the topic for next year, what are you going to do with the 3 T's? The 3 P's and the A-B, excuse me, the A-B-P's. Who, what, when, where, and why? 5 W's. The 3 T's, time, talent, and truth. The 3 P's, pimping, planning, and prospering. And the A-B-P's, always be playing. Now, I know what I'm going to do with mine. So, you motherfuckers could, you know, take this shit down, write it, think of whatever you're going to do. But what I'm saying is, I'm 69 years old. And I still have 75% of my childhood friends. But almost 85% of my across the street, round the corner girlfriends. How many of you motherfuckers under 30 years old can say that? I'm 69 and I'm saying it. You can't say it because you motherfuckers are crazy. Killing each other. You ought to think about this shit. You know, we grew up with a healthy amount of fear. You know, we had a lot of shit to fear when we was kids, but it was mainly our parents. The fear they instilled in us allowed us to do shit, but we would constantly be thinking about how to do it without getting caught. Now, not only did we fear our parents, we feared your parents. Growing up this way kept us out of trouble, and it kept us alive. Our parents were seriously old school motherfuckers and firmly believed that if you was not scared at home, you're going to go out and be fearless and end up dead. So you don't want your child to actually be scared of you, you know, to where they hide. But you do want them to be scared enough to feel they got to hide the wrongdoing that they be doing. Some kids don't even flinch when they doing wrong. Because nobody at home or in the streets gonna check them. When I was young, dudes in the streets would check us. Your dad, your mom would check us. My mom and dad would check me and you. Because it was a community type thing. We need to consistently check our fucking kids so they can stay alive. There's too many things trying to kill them now, people. Hey, look. I don't don't usually do this long of goddamn videos, but I like today. And I hope you guys, I see on my email, I got like 17 fucking goddamn inboxes. I mean, in my inbox in this hour. But hopefully they're all positive. Hey, get at me, man. You know, I'm gonna be talking about some more shit because I'm really and truly about this Sidewalk University. That's all I'm about now.